that I thought about coming into today, as our focus is on Christ within, is in seasons of prayer and in times of fasting is also times of great testing, meaning that you're going to potentially be more sensitive to attacks, sensitive to words. Things are going to trigger you all the more. And it's a lot like having a glass of water and at the bottom of the glass was dirt. And as you begin to pour more water onto the dirt begins to rise to the top. And as the dirt rises to the top, that's what you're going to experience. And that's what you're going to have to sort through and deal with, because fasting gets to the inner places of our heart that we didn't necessarily think that we needed to deal with, think about things that we needed to handle. But it's in this season that areas that you suppressed, that God now is able to speak to you about because you have the spiritual strength to deal with. The idea today of Christ within, or Christ making a home within us, one of the imageries that I received in that is thinking about when you are making a home in a particular dwelling place, when you have a home. When you have a home, number one, you're more comfortable. You kind of take a deep breath. But number two, you decorate that home in the way in which your resources allow you to be able to decorate. So if there's a renovation that's needed and you have the resources to do the renovation, no matter how major that renovation is, you are going to undertake that because that's your home and you want it to look a certain way. So in this season of prayer, become aware to that Christ has made his home within you. And he desires, because he has the resources, to renovate our lives to look just like his life. He wants us to have heaven on earth within. And it's how we carry ourselves. It's how we communicate. It's how we interact with others. It's how we process events that take place in our life. God's within us doing that. And the final aspect is knowing that Christ is within should provide us a layer of peace. So with this layer of peace, I'm reminded of the story where Jesus taught, I believe, on the parable of the sower. He taught on faith, in other words. And at the end of his time of teaching on faith, he said, "Come on, you all, let's go on over to the other side." So they all got on the boat and began to travel to the other side. So everybody was obedient. They had just heard the word of God. But while they were on the water, a storm came. And the disciples were frantic because the storm came out of nowhere. That's what typically happens in that region. And the disciples went to go find Jesus, and it looked like he was sleeping. And they were saying, "Lord, don't you care that we perish?" Well, the thought that they had to think about is, if they died on that boat, then Jesus had to die on that boat. And he was asleep. So clearly he was not bothered because he already gave the word. He already knew they would make it to the other side, regardless as to what happened along the way. And I pray that this comforts your heart, that if he's given you a word, if he's given you a promise, if he's spoken to your heart, if he's shown it to you in a dream, he's given it to you in a vision. Yes, circumstances arise that are going to attack that. However, I want you to be mindful that Jesus is within you. His spirit is within you. And if you fail, that means he fails. But since he cannot fail, that means you cannot fail. And that means you cannot go down. So I want us today to think about in our minds while we're praying that, "God, you're within us. I'm going to follow your guidance because you know exactly where we are to go." Amen.